Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DiTilio along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Channel 4 Television in New Orleans, just back from Omaha, Seth Lewis. Seth, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Mike. This is an honor, man.
Seth, kind of tell us the atmosphere in Omaha. You got to see it, and we were laughing with Coach Johnson. Man, it was like, you know, when you do shows, if it's in New York or Chicago and Florida, out in California, they were like, man, these LSU fans that travel to watch them play, do they have jobs anywhere? I mean, they come out in droves, but it was almost like you were literally in Baton Rouge at the end to watch LSU as they finished it off against Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, if you have 10 days, 12 days reserved to make that trip, then either you got a sweet work from home deal that you got going on, or you got a lot of PTO built up, because that's a long time to be in Omaha. And trust me, from somebody who was in Omaha for a very long time. But, you know, it's funny. I learned this a couple years ago. So many of the fans, you know, you have like a lot of LSU fans that'll come out for like that first weekend. You know, maybe they do like the Friday to like Tuesday, Wednesday, go back. And then there's obviously like other people that say, well, I'm going to wait till the championship series and go out. And that's a responsible way of managing that. But to what Coach Johnson said, I mean, they call Omaha Baton Rouge North, but I don't know, and maybe I have to go back and look. I don't know if it's ever seemed that dominant as far as the crowd is concerned in Omaha during a championship series. Like when LSU played Florida a couple years back, like it, LSU probably had more fans, but it was still an even enough amount. This looked like Alec Box. Like it looked like when we were covering the Super Regional against West Virginia and they had this one section that was kind of like West Virginia dominant. Like that's what it looked like. It looked like 90% LSU fans. And man, when they came up with the final outs on Saturday and Sunday, that is the loudest that I've heard that stadium. And so, it was truly incredible, and the fans added to that experience so much.
You look at how teams are built, and Seth, you know, we've covered this for a while, and that there's a certain persona on how you win. And it wasn't the gorilla ball, the long ball like we've seen in the past, you know, when Skip Bertman had some of those teams. Mm-hmm. This team was built on pitching and great defense. And they had timely hitting, but, man, you talk about play defense is the best in LSU history. And to have Cade and Anthony Ianson out there, and then you come up with 6'8" Chase Shores comes out the bullpen, you were like, whoa, man. I know one thing. Coastal Carolina never faced pitching like that.
No, and that was – honestly, that was one of the biggest advantages that I felt like LSU had in that in that championship series is Coast. That's the best team, and that's the best pitching that Coastal Carolina has faced. That was not the best team that LSU had faced. Now, it's one of the best teams, no doubt. It was one of the best teams that they faced this year, but you could argue that they had just played a tougher team in Arkansas twice and beat them twice, right? Even with that last time not necessarily being who you would want to throw out there ideally in a second time facing a team, with Anthony Ianson obviously going against UCLA. And so, and you're right. I mean, the thing was, you know, you hoped that LSU was going to get the timely hit. They had their struggles in the SEC tournament, right, when it came to offense. But, like, ultimately, anything that this team was going to do, no matter how far they took it all the way to a national championship, it was going to hinge a lot on Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson being the stars that they had been all season. And thankfully for LSU, they continue to be that. And honestly, in some regards, elevated their game on these biggest levels. Like, it was always going to hinge on that. It was always going to hinge on their top 10 defense. And, you know, when talking about this pitching staff, and Coach Johnson is quick to say how many of these guys are going to be in the major leagues in short order. You know, like, even a guy that we've watched for several years now, and Jacob Myers, who started at Nichols for a couple years and then came here and maybe and came to LSU and maybe had a little bit of struggles at first, but clearly had came into his own by the end of the season and was a dependable arm, one of those eight arms. You know, I think back, Mike, to Jay's first year in 2022. And when they played in the regional against Southern Miss and ultimately lost to Southern Miss, and their biggest weakness at that time was pitching. That was the number one thing that they needed on that team, because obviously they had guys like Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan and whatnot on the squad. They needed pitching. And from 2022 to now, they've gone from that being a weakness of this team to possibly and probably being the best pitching staff that college baseball has had over the last 3 years continually.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, Seth, that's a good point. We just talked with Jay Johnson in the last hour about this, that he had mentioned that the pitching staff and specifically the defense were some of the best units in LSU baseball history, the illustrious history, because this is national championship number 8. But those studs defensively and the studs on the mound were right up there with any team in LSU history via Jay Johnson. And I can agree with them. First and foremost, I guess this is a two-parter, because you mentioned, you know, the top end pitchers and Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson, and then also Chase Shores. I wanted to bring his name up. They only used 3 pitchers in the College World Series finals. Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable. Like, they had all these other guys ready for a potential game 3 if it had to get to that point. But Cade Anderson throws a complete game shutout. Anthony Ianson goes over 6 innings pitch with only a couple runs given up. And then Chase Shores, who was just so dominant out of the bullpen, basically for the entire postseason run that LSU had, as kind of that X factor when he moved into the bullpen and kind of was able to cut it loose and throw 100-101 mile per hour pitches that just nobody could catch up to. That's one thing. But then the defense, and specifically the infield defense, where you had basically 3 shortstops with Danny Dickinson and Steven Milam And then obviously Michael Braswell at third base, where he was getting the criticisms for his bat, but he came up with a bunch of good defensive plays in the postseason as well. Not to mention Jared Jones was a good defensive first baseman too. So it just all kind of came together. This LSU team built on pitching and defense, and they rose up to the occasion.
Yeah, it's funny. Before the championship series, I believe I looked it up, and it was like since the beginning of May, Michael Braswell had like 5 hits, you know what I mean, and 4 RBIs. And like, that's a long time to only have 5 hits, right? But I say that not as a criticism. I say that to say that's how good his glove was, that it didn't even matter necessarily how much he was struggling at the plate, that he made himself that necessary on defense. That says a lot about how good of a defender he is versus maybe the struggles that that were happening at the plate. You have to be an extremely good defender last year as a shortstop, this year as a third baseman, in order to stay in a lineup for a team that is chasing a championship. Daniel Dickinson was maybe playing better than that at the plate, but his numbers weren't necessarily the greatest in the postseason. He had one game, I believe maybe it was against Little Rock, the first time they played Little Rock, where he had 2 home runs. But outside of that game, he didn't have a lot of great games at the plate. But again, he was so good defensively that didn't really matter. And some of the numbers, too, can also be skewed by maybe Dickinson or Braswell, like having sacrificed bunts or things of that nature in order to, like, move runners over. But, like, still, like, that's just how good their second baseman and third baseman was on defense, that it didn't even matter that they weren't necessarily bringing their best at the plate. And that is they played such huge roles in the reason why LSU are national champions. And I was glad that Braswell, I thought that was a really nice gesture by LSU fans to give him the standing ovations in Omaha. And they don't win that 1-0 game on Saturday against Coastal if it's not for several plays that Michael Braswell made in the field. Now, I'm glad that people got to see that and he got to get the love for that.
Seth, that was a great point about Braswell. He made a couple plays that really were difficult throws. I'm going to throw it to you basketball-wise. How ironic is this? In April's NFL draft, the Saints picked Kelvin Banks Jr., and because of the position, offensive tackle, okay, that's not going to be getting a lot of write-up. Who gets all the write-up? The second pick, Tyler Shuck, because of the position, quarterback, okay? I look at last night's draft for the Pelicans. Jeremiah Fears, really good young prospect, 18 years old, got a chance to be a pretty good player in the NBA. Who's everybody talking about today? The trade for Derek Queen and what they had to give up to get Queen in moving up 10 spots to the 13th spot. I think partially this is that gentleman who left the Pelicans to go to Atlanta. He knew exactly how bad Joe Dumars wanted Queen. And so he asked for the unprotected pick. Listen, if it's like if you have a home that's worth $500,000 and you ask for $600,000 and somebody says, I'll buy it for $600,000. Okay, that's not the homeowner's fault. That's your fault for buying it. My thing is, how do you look at this trade? Because it is really a roll of the dice here, big time, when you give up an unprotected first-round pick like what the Pels did to move up to get Queen.
Yeah, look, I want to start with the picks. I like both players, right? Like, I like Jeremiah Fears and I like Derek Queen. I mean, like, obviously Derek Queen had that big moment in the tournament as far as, like, hitting the game winner. But, man, you watch him play, you watch his tape, he's smooth, right? And then Jeremiah Fears – he really should be going into his freshman year of college this year, but he reclassified, right? And he has so much potential, and he's quick, and he's also somebody that had a really good showing in the tournament, even though it was one game against UConn. But because that was the 2-time defending champs, definitely had a lot of eyes on it, right? But I think it's one of those deals where I'd use this analogy with a friend. It's like, okay, if you get a box combo at Cane's, right? And you pay $10 for that box combo at Cane's. Like, what else would you expect to pay? Like, you're like, you really enjoy that box combo. But if you go to Cane's the next time and you got to pay $20 for that box combo, you might feel different about it. You know what I mean? That's kind of how it goes when it comes to meals, I guess, in my analogy, but also when it comes to like draft picks, like what was the value of it? If you drafted Derrick Queen with the first overall pick, he wouldn't be viewed the same as if you just drafted him normally with the 13th pick, right? It just all comes down to value. So it's going to be interesting. All that to say, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with that pick, them rolling the dice, that does seem like a risky play, that does seem like you gave up a little bit too much value to move up 10 spots. But I don't know. I'm also not the question, which has been the question for the last 7 years, and I can understand why fans may be frustrated with it, is Zion healthy or not? If Zion is healthy, then I believe that the team is going to win. And if he's not healthy, then I believe the team is going to lose. You know, and I think that what they're betting on, no matter if you find that bet to be smart or not, I think they're betting on that with Dumars now in the fold, he's going to take his responsibilities a little bit more seriously, and that he is going to become more of a grown man in this approach of being the face of the franchise. Because one thing, Mike, I always say about Zion, and I like I said, you would like for him to be healthy. You would like for him maybe to grow up in some regards. But when you're talking about a star, you have these guys that like have like your empty calories across the league. They put up numbers, but it doesn't really result in anything. The two times we've seen Zion healthy, last year obviously he wasn't healthy. The year before, the team won 49 games. That's the second most in franchise history. Well, he played his most games of his career in 70. He played 73 games. That's not a coincidence, right? Like he played a big role in that. The year before, when I believe he was an All-Star, they went into January 1st as the number one team in the Western Conference. I mean, in the West has never not been tough for a long time now. And they were the number one team in the Western Conference. He hurts his hamstring at Philadelphia, never comes back in that season, and they end up getting eliminated in the play-in because they fell that far down the standings. But that's two different samples of where Zion was healthy for a stretch, and he was able to make a tremendous impact. And so if he's healthy, I believe that this team can win and can be a playoff team. But if he's not, then we're going to be viewing that trade very negatively.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Seth, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Always appreciate it. And, I think it's your first time, but it won't be the last time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Seth.
Thank you, Seth. Appreciate it. Seth Lewis does a great job for Channel 4 Television here in New Orleans.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.